Hello, my name is Carrie. I work at the Straffordville and Port Burrell branches. Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I work at Radio De Brig 105.9 FM, and you're listening to Check It In, Check It Out. I get to do the fun part of putting these little programs together, and I hope you really enjoy them. Thank you to Carrie from Straffordville and Port Burrell Library branches for introducing our show this week. Carrie is also going to read us a story. But before we settle down to listen to that story, how about a song to start us off? A song that maybe has a little something to do with the same thing that the story is talking about. This song is called Kids Under Construction, sung by Little Creations. Kids under construction means they're still growing, right? Or maybe you sometimes feel like everyone else around you is growing, but you're not. If that's what you feel like, then the little boy in our story today knows exactly how you feel. Let's listen to the story and hear what the little boy has to say.
Growing Story by Ruth Krauss, illustrated by Helen Oxenbury, published by HarperCollins Publishers. A boy and a puppy and some chicks were all very little. Summer was coming. Buds grew on the trees. The grass began to grow. On the side of the barn, flowers began to grow. The little boy said to his mother, "Everything is growing. The grass is growing. The flowers are growing. The trees are growing." He asked her, "Will the chicks grow?" "Of course," his mother replied. He asked her, "Will the puppy grow?" "Of course," his mother replied. He asked her, "Will I grow too?" "Of course you'll grow too," his mother replied. The days grew longer. The nights grew shorter. The grass grew faster. The flowers grew higher. Leaves grew big on the trees. The little boy said to the puppy and the chicks, "We're growing too." The air was growing warmer. The little boy and his mother planted corn seeds in the field. His mother said, "We'll put away your warm woolen clothes. When summer is over, you'll put them on again." They folded up his warm pants and put them away in a box. They folded up his warm coat and put it away in the box. The little boy climbed on a chair and put the box on a shelf. The corn grew. Blossoms grew on the orchard trees. Lilacs bloomed by the barn. The chicks grew taller. The puppy grew taller. The little boy said, "You both grew taller." He said to his mother, "They both grew taller. I don't feel taller." He asked her, "Am I growing too?" "Oh, yes, of course," his mother replied. Little pears grew on the orchard trees. Little ears grew on the corn. The grass grew still faster. The chicks grew still taller. The puppy grew still taller. The little boy looked in a looking glass. He said to his mother, "The chicks have grown taller than my knee. The puppy has grown taller than my middle. I don't look taller." He asked her, "Are you sure I am growing?" His mother replied, "Of course you are growing." The honeysuckle bloomed. The roses bloomed. The corn grew as high as a man. The pears were ripening. The chicks grew still taller again. The puppy grew still taller again. The little boy went alone and sat by the side of the barn. He looked at the grass and the flowers. He looked at the trees and the corn. He looked at the puppy and looked at the chicks. He said, "Everything is still growing. I can see they are growing." He asked, "Can I really be growing too?" The summer was growing to its end. The ripe pears fell. The days grew shorter. The nights grew longer again. The grass grew slower again. When the leaves grew red and yellow and brown, summer was over. The corn was over. No flowers bloomed on the side of the barn. The chicks had grown up. The chicks were chickens. The chickens were nearly up to the little boy's middle. The puppy had grown up. The puppy was a dog. The dog was nearly up to the little boy's head. The little boy looked at the chickens and the dog. "You both have grown up. I haven't grown up. I am still little," the little boy said. The air had grown colder. The little boy's mother said, "We'll take out your warm woolen clothes and put them on again." The little boy climbed on the chair and took down the box from the shelf. They took out his warm pants from the box and unfolded them. They took out his warm coat from the box and unfolded it. The little boy put on his warm pants again and looked in the looking glass. "My pants are too tight. The legs are too short," he said. He put on the warm coat again and looked in the looking glass. "My coat is too tight. The sleeves are too short," he said. He put on his cap and ran out into the yard. He turned a somersault. He threw his cap in the air. "Hey," the little boy said to the chickens and the dog, "my pants are too little and my coat is too little. I'm growing too."
Thank you, Carrie, for that wonderful story. Sometimes it is hard to tell that we're growing a little bit every day. But just like the little boy in the story, one day we'll notice that we outgrew our clothes and need to get bigger ones. That's how we know that we are growing. And like the song we listened to before, we are still kids under construction. Now, before we end this show, how about a knock-knock joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio Knot, here I come.
Thank you so much for listening. Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio De Brige on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu up. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünd und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.